Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Welcome. How does a clever person react to insults? And the Vilna Gaon, based on a verse in Mishlei and Proverbs, says the following. When someone insults a clever person, he acts as if he doesn't even know that the person said anything. He acts towards insult like a deaf person who doesn't hear it and a mute who can't speak. He walks away as if nothing happened. He doesn't repeat this to other people. People tell others how someone insulted them can cause themselves humiliation. And this element, it's wrong to insult people. The book Power of Words, we wrote at length about how wrong it is to hurt people with words. But if we're ever in the receiving end of words that could potentially be harmful, let's not help anybody hurt us. Now, sometimes if you're dealing with a reasonable person, a kind person, and they insulted you, you can then speak to them and tell them, you know what, really, I want to point out that what you said was hurtful. And when the person hears that, they'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I hurt you. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I didn't realize. But if you're going to talk to a person who gets pleasure in causing you to have a negative reaction, why give him pleasure? Why give him pleasure and be a partner in his hurting you with words? Because ultimately, it's the way your mind takes it. So well, we have to be very, very careful never to insult people, never to cause pain with words. On the receiving end, we have the ability to act almost as if we had a guard around us, a shield. And we can even imagine that negative words coming towards us, we have this amazing, amazing shield. And it just bounces back. It bounces off. And by saying to ourselves, you know what? My reality this moment is what's going through my mind. I'm going to have courage. I'm going to have tremendous gvura, tremendous inner strength. Now, first of all, we're building up our inner strength. You can even then project, if I had total mastery over my mind, oh, realizing that my value is a given, I'm creating God's image, I'm a child of God, no one can take my value away. No one can say anything that hurts me unless I let them. I'm not going to allow anybody to hurt me because I'm just going to imagine, like, these words are words. It's only words. I can deflect it. Now, definitely it's dangerous to think this way when we come to our words with other people, because we can hurt other people and we have to be careful. But when it comes to ourselves, we want to hear an inner voice repeating again and again, you are valuable, you are valuable. Nobody can take that value away. Your joy now in the moment is where your mind goes. I have a choice now to think, oh, that person said it to me, how awful, that was rude of them, that was awful of them, wasn't that awful? Or we can say, that's not the music I want to play in my mind. What I want to play in my mind is beautiful music, uplifting music. As Meir Shapiro used to say, when you go to a wedding, take the band with you. Play joyful music. Mentally go to beautiful scenes. You can take the most beautiful scenes that exist in the world, mountains, gardens, beautiful places, and take them with you. So your reality this moment is always going to be, where is my mind this moment? Don't let a person who has negative traits, negative patterns, don't let that person cause you needless distress. Don't let that person ruin your life. Don't let that person's words that were said with the negativity, don't let those words have power over you, because say, I'm transcending. I am stronger than these words. The words I tell myself are what creates my world. I'm going to be thinking, what kindness can I do for other people? And especially if anybody causes pain with words, that can strengthen our resolve to spread that idea. Words are powerful. We have to use our words with positivity. We have to use our words to encourage, to inspire. And therefore, if anybody tries to insult us, we can be thinking, how can I spread that consciousness to be careful what we say? But ourselves, we're going to put our mind in great places, true, super great places. So this way, this person's potential negativity is going to put us, now I'm going to choose what I'm going to think about. That will choose what I say, what I do, and I'm going to choose selecting things that help elevate me, help give me live a more joyful life.